on that collapsing crane. Gary West has details.
The crane at the construction site of the Humanities Building collapsed at 10 a.m. this morning. Pete Brown tells us...
One person was killed this morning, the death confirmed by Jackson County Coroner Harry Flynn. Two other persons apparently were injured, both taken to Doctor's Hospital. No names have been confirmed as of this time. The operator of the boom was Jack Young of Carterville, who was at that time carrying a load of what appeared to be scaffolding lumber when the boom collapsed.
Several buildings on campus have no power. A physical plant spokesman told us which ones.
Life Science 1, Morris Library, the Chautauqua Barracks area, and Barracks T-40, T-41, that area.
We asked him when it would be restored.
Sir, we're working as fast as we can. I can't pinpoint the time for you.
And we got this report from Henry Nowicki, an eyewitness.
Got out of my class, and I was walking through the construction site. I just walked through the tunnel, and I was right next to the crane when all of a sudden I heard this crunching sound of the metal, and I started to see it come down, and I just ran my ass off the other way, and I heard the thing just go over. And then after that happened, I went back, took a look down through the tunnel, and I saw a person laying down in there, so I went down there, and it was a girl, and she was holding her head and crying out about her leg being hurt and that, and there were some other students in there, and they put coats on her and that, and she seemed in bad shape. And then I looked down, and I saw this guy. He was underneath it, and it was really, you know, something else. I could, you know, see the blood going down the sidewalk already, and just a scary sight.
The names of the dead and injured have not been released as of yet. More details as they become available. Stay tuned to WIDB. For Radio 6 News, this is Gary West.